Headline: OpenSea goes multi-chain after 98% drop in volume. Published at 7:28 p.m., February 13, 2025. Once one of the largest NFT marketplaces and a staunch supporter of Ethereum's ERC-721 protocol, OpenSea has decided to go multi-blockchain, conduct an initial coin offering ICO-style airdrop, and try to recoup losses from its 98% decline in trading volumes. In an announcement today, the exchange said it's working on an airdrop of its new C tokens, reworking its website, and adding deeper support for over a dozen blockchains. OpenSea is also adding support for cross-blockchain NFT purchases, such as buying a Solana NFT using a non-Solana payment method. It's also reducing its marketplace fees to 0.5% and swap fees to $0 for its OS2 open beta. The exchange achieved unicorn status as an early startup, riding a wave of trading activity that peaked at $476 million on May 1, 2022, following the launch of Bored Ape Yacht Club's Other Deed Metaverse Land. Today, trading volumes have declined 98% from that figure and rarely exceed single-digit millions. Subheading: 3 years since the glory days. On almost every relevant metric, the multi-year decline is evident. In January 2022, OpenSea boasted monthly NFT sales of over 5 million. By January 2025, however, sales were down 80%. OpenSea's royalty fees were $268 million in January 2022, yet failed to reach even $4 million last month. The company is hopeful that its new ICO airdrop and platform redesign will help it recover. OpenSea laid off 56% of its workforce after receiving a Wells notice from the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, in August 2024. That Wells notice expressed concern about potential unregistered securities on the platform. OpenSea has also faced stiff competition from other NFT marketplaces like Blur and Magic Eden. Magic Eden incidentally saw some success with adding other NFT-supporting blockchains like Ethereum and Polygon after initially supporting only Polygon. This could explain the exchange's decision to include a substantial number of new blockchains in OpenSea 2.0. Overall, OpenSea is simply struggling to deal with a multi-year decline in NFT popularity. These days, most traders simply prefer fungible meme coins rather than non-fungible media. Its website relaunch and token offering is unlikely to change this global trend. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.